Heavenly Father, we come to acknowledge Thee that Thou art God, and beside Thee there is no other. We thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. We thank You for Your mercy, Your compassion, Your grace. We thank You for Your slow to get angry. We thank You for Your forgiving grace. Thank You for Your peace, Your joy. Thank You for Your long suffering. And Heavenly Father, bless the souls You have sent this way, and don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed in the blessing that You know it stands in the need of. And You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without You. Let me say what You want me to say. And everything said and done, You got the glory, You got the honor, You got all praises. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. To our preaching brethren and to our deacons, we greet you, and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. We thank our deacon for bringing that great message. And he did it in 5 minutes. I mean, it was great. We thank God for that. If I had first saw him and he said things he said, I'd call him Reverend. Go like you want a hoom one time now. Thank God for him. Deacon brings some great messages, and our trustees at night bring great messages. We thank God for them. 1 Peter. We're going to look at 1 Peter, and I ain't going to hold you too long because I turned the air conditioner all right over my head. And y'all just got to bear with me. And if I could take a little of it, y'all got to take a little of it too, you know. The other rest of them on now, but that's just over my head now. So ain't going to be long. How you doing, Betty? You know what I'm talking about. Bless her heart. How you doing? Bless your heart. Okay, can't. Okay, all right. That's one of my classmates. Bless her heart. Hallelujah. Years ago. Bless your heart. All right. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. These two verses. And we're going to use for a thought the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Precious blood of Jesus Christ. It is very costly. It is of a great value. Nothing can equal to its value. You can't come up with nothing can equal to its value. We can't come up with nothing that can equal to its honor. Nothing. Nothing. Do we have a cheap salvation? Do we have a cheap Jesus? He's not cheap. God doesn't deal with cheap things. Cheap stuff. Our deacon told us good stuff and bad stuff.
Amen.
Notice what he said. The good stuff come from God, and you can't buy it. Can't buy that. We don't deal with a cheap Christ. We deal with a precious Christ. And His blood is precious. If you think you got a cheap Jesus, y'all let Him go.
Well,
if you think you got a cheap Jesus, you ought to let Him go. Y'all get rid of Him. You buy high-priced clothes, high-priced cars, and houses. Don't fool with a cheap God.
All right.
We brag on what we buy for our pay for our things, but don't fool with a cheap God. He's not a cheap God. But make God so precious because, number one, you can't buy Him. Money can't buy Him. Nothing can buy Him. Nothing. That will make Him so precious. Can't nothing buy. But make Him so precious. He got so much of His wisdom hid from us. Sometimes we think we got Him down pat, but we don't know a third of Jesus Christ.
Well,
you can't go in and ram and say, I'm going to get what I want out of Him, and I got Him. No, it don't work like that. That means He's so precious. But make Him so precious because He loves us. He loves us in spite of. In spite of our meanness, our low-downness, He loves us.
Well,
Lord have mercy.
Mama.
In spite of. Nobody else don't do that but Him. See, when we don't treat Him right, He still wake us up in the morning. Anybody don't do that. And we don't treat Him right. And yet still, He loves us so. He let us go down the highway breaking the law. Doing 95, doing 85, and still let us get back home safe. That's not a cheap God, is it, y'all?
No.
A cheap God is going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's a precious God. In spite of he put up with us.
Well,
put up with us. He precious because He long suffering. His blood is precious because He long suffering with us. He just put up with our low downness. And some of us so low down, He still put up with us. Ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about them low down folks. I'm talking about low down folks now. I ain't talking about y'all, but low down folks. God still wake them up in the morning, still watch over them all night, and be by their side all day long, and He still take care of them. He let it rain on the unjust as well as the just. That's a special God, and that's a God that no other God can do. See, all other God, they can't do like this God. This God can tend to all of us at the same time.
Amen.
All God can't do that.
Yes, He can.
All God can't do that. That's the very reason can't nobody take care of no church. That means Jesus said, this is my church. Upon this rock, I'm going to be a my church. Not you now. Because you can't supply no church. I can't supply no church. See, the church ain't not these buildings. Yeah, we can turn the lights on and put some pews in here, but this ain't nothing to church. Church is folks. Church is souls. So now, He got to be everywhere at the same time. So, can't nobody else do that. In other words, we can't hold a church because here this man over here crying at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't take care of him and this one and that and two there in different places.
Yes.
But all of us can be crying at the same time and he can be wiping away tears all the time.
Yes, sir.
That's not a cheap God there. You don't just go to five and ten sisters and pick up a God like that.
Amen.
Precious. But some of us don't know what we got. Some of us don't value Christ. Some of us value Him so low until we feel like, yes, I'm saved. But it's more than that. I'm a
Christian is more than I'm just a Christian. You don't know what you got. He's precious. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. When we look at the blood and you begin to talk about the blood and folks begin to say, you got a bloody religion. Yes! I'm glad I got a bloody religion. I'm glad I got a slaughter religion. Call it what you want. I'm glad about it. But I tell you one thing, you can't go pick up this blood anywhere. You don't go to every store and find this. You got to go to a certain store. Ain't that right, y'all? You can go to Walmart and go to Kmart and pick up the same thing, can't you, y'all? But you didn't do this one like this. No. This stuff came from heaven.
Yeah.
And you got to deal totally with heaven.
Yeah.
You can't deal with man with this blood because it came from God.
All right.
And you got to deal totally with God.
Amen.
You can't get it just by coming to me. You got to go to God and get this.
Uh-huh.
He precious.
Amen.
We style and real. We ain't dealing with no little God. We're dealing with the biggest God. We're dealing with the biggest Jesus. There's no other blood like this blood. Lord have mercy. He is the blood of the Lamb.
Oh, yes, sir.
When you look at our blood on the inside of our body, our human bodies, it's very important. Blood running through your body. Blood is very important to the human body. All parts must have blood. And isn't that a mystery? All part of your body, my body, must have blood.
Yeah.
If we ain't got no blood, we ain't gonna live.
Right. You're
right. Even the eye got blood.
Yeah.
Every little part, you can just get a pin anywhere you pick. Now, and we can buy and sell human blood.
Yeah.
Go and get it if you want it. That's how you feel like it. And you can go sell it if you want.
Because
we got a lot of folks, they sell blood. And we got folks that buy blood. And some folks give it away. But that blood is not like this blood. And you can mess around and catch some.
All right.
Ain't that right? You can. See, blood transfusion. See, they're being so scared now and afraid to have blood transfusion.
That's right.
Because I have a lot of them. They're going to give me a blood transfusion. I'm just scared. I may catch them. Yeah, you may. But you just got to pray and depend on God.
Amen.
Because you don't know who blood you're getting, you know. And I know that the measuring and things and been going, they went through the laboratory, the blood have been through the laboratory and check it out, but they don't get everything.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. And you can catch them. There's a lot of folks on call AIDS because of blood transfusion. Lord have mercy. You can catch them. You can catch what somebody else got.
Yeah. That's right.
But here Peter talking about another type of blood. And the same way you can have a blood transfusion with him.
Yeah.
And you can catch him.
Yeah.
Right. Catch him. But Reverend Lock, what am I catch? You can catch what Brother McKinley said.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see, while the other blood that comes from human will give you some type of disease, this right here will cure all kind of disease.
Yeah. Amen. That precious blood. Yes, sir.
And Peter here talking about Jesus' blood is precious.
Yeah.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Is it a bank?
Amen.
Just like our blood, sometimes they got it banked up. Just right here in a bank. And you can go and draw so much. I'm glad I don't draw so much. Ain't you glad? But the only thing about this precious blood, you ain't got to go in your back pocket. Lord have mercy.
You can draw it out. You don't play it out, you draw it out. All you got to do is get on your knees to get it.
No, y'all don't hear me yet. You ain't heard nothing I said yet. You see, you got to get on your knees to get this blood. You can't go get this blood and stand at the bank of heaven with your chest poked out. Your money don't get this blood. The only way you get this blood, you got to get on your knees. You got to humble your heart. You got to receive it by faith. And don't tell me to explain it either. All I know when you get it, you don't act the same way. That's all I know. Yeah. When you get it, you know you got it.
Yeah.
You don't ease up on this bank and slip it and don't know you got it. When you get it, you know you got it.
Yeah. You're right, sir.
We think we got a cheap girl. Because we ain't got to pay for the blood.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. He is a precious Jesus.
Well,
you don't know what you got.
No.
Listen to what the scripture tells us. It said now, without the shedding blood, there is no remission of sin. Without it. Without the precious blood, there is no remission of sin. If you haven't got the blood of Jesus, you're still hanging on to your sin. Without it, you still got your sins.
Oh, yes.
Now, me and him got to go a little deeper now.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said, everybody sin. But I'm talking about S-I-N, sin.
Yeah.
Not sins. You see, you got to be forgiven for the first sin.
Yeah.
The first sin is what Adam done.
Yeah.
See, that's the sin we got to get. That's the main sin.
Yeah.
When you be converted, you still going to sin, but not willfully practicing sin, meditating on it. But God stand between us but Jesus stand between us and God now. We've been bought with a price now.
Amen.
So God really don't see our sins after we've been converted.
Uh-huh.
We got somebody we can talk to now.
Yeah.
Before the sin get to God, we got to go through Jesus first.
Yeah.
And Jesus wants to forgive us for our sin.
Yeah.
He said, if we sin, I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
But you got to be first forgiven for the sin, number one. And that's the one we inherit from Adam.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain that a little further.
Go ahead.
If you go one place, you got to go another place.
Yes, sir.
Because somebody still don't know what I'm talking about.
Jesus.
The first thing you look at, I'm doing all right. I ain't never done like them boys over here. Them women go to girls over. I've been always a good little child. Now I'm grown and ain't never been in trouble. I always obeyed my mama and I never drank whiskey. I never done all these things. I'm all right. No, you ain't all right.
Yeah.
You still messed up but don't know it.
Yeah.
You see, number one, when you got here, you was a little baby sinner.
Uh-huh.
Because of Adam. We inherit that sin from Adam. And this is the one you got to get forgiven for.
Yeah.
See, you don't inherit yourself. You don't inherit the thing from mama. You got to be born again. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Without the shedding of the blood, no remission of sin.
You're right.
Just like sometimes folks want to bring the little baby. See, they bring little babies and say, Reverend, I want you to baptize him. But it don't work like that. That little child got to know Christ for himself. I pray for him, but he got to know God for his own self. See, you don't get in the kingdom, don't know you're in there.
All right.
Ain't that right, y'all?
Right.
You got to get in the kingdom, know you're there. So you got to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. Just like this blood in our human body, it doesn't have eternal life. It don't rot one day. Blood don't rot. When we die, they go and drain all the blood out of us when you go to the undertaker. Then drain all the blood out. That blood don't rot. But this blood never rot. This blood give life. And it give life eternal. Oh, have mercy. Do y'all know what it means by eternal? My spirit and my soul don't live with God eternal. And not only that, I'm going to get a glorified body when I be converted. I get a glorified body when I, after I die, and Jesus come back at me, I'm going to get a glorified body. And I have eternal life with God forever. Peter called it precious. The precious blood of Christ. It's precious because there's no salvation without the blood of Jesus. And we don't realize how precious food is until we get hungry. We don't realize how precious water is until we get thirsty. Hungry make food precious. Thirsty make water precious. So sin make the blood of Jesus precious. Because of our sin. Because we were going our way to hell. Because no way out. The blood of Jesus got us out. So the blood of Jesus is precious.
Yes. You're right, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, you're right. Amen.
Somebody still don't know what I'm talking about here.
Teach us.
You don't know what you got. Until you get in need. All right, now here you down in hell. You ought to appreciate Jesus. A lot of us don't appreciate Jesus. We just throw Jesus around like he's just no good nothing until we need him. Look at the United States. Look at America. What happened to America? When they were all in the dust, everybody talked about praying.
Yes, sir.
Pray.
Amen.
Pray. 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 Everybody praying. The president said pray. The government said pray. The school teacher said pray. The God, ungodly man even had to pray. Pray. Church called to pray. The time God brought us out, we put Jesus back in the dress and we don't need you no more. Just want to use the Lord. You need to know what you got. We don't just get Jesus out the dress when we need him and push him back in there when we get all right. You have to rejoice when things going well with you. Lord have mercy. You're the precious Jesus. You need to know what you got. You don't take him lightly. You don't call him cheap. Do you know what you got? You got the blood of Jesus. Without him, there's no salvation. That's what make him precious. Because we were on our way to hell. Let me go a little further. Now, here we go. You know, I'm going to put it like this now. You know you're going to fall off in a pit and ain't going to get up no more. You know that without a shadow of doubt, you're old and you got to go. Long you live, but till you die. You know you're going to fall off in this pit and ain't nobody going to get you out of this pit.
Yeah.
All right, now here I go. I'm going. I'm just worried to death. I'm going to go down there. I ain't going to never come out. I'll be there all my life throughout eternity. And somebody stop back there. Believe in me. If you just drink my blood, you ain't got to go. You know good and well you're going to hug and kiss that man or whoever gets you out. You know that. So because of sin, the blood of Jesus precious to me. He stopped me from going to hell. I do hell, but he stopped me from going. And you said his blood is not precious. We don't value that much.
Oh, yes, sir.
We don't value our salvation much. Jesus didn't have to let you drink his blood by faith. He could let you just went on doctrine hell. Couldn't nobody else help you. But we just get Jesus and use him like a spare. He precious. He's not cheap. We just give him all the straps. Don't appreciate him. If you appreciate something, you're going to protect it.
Well,
how you protect it, number one, I'm thankful. I thank God for giving us Jesus. And not only that, if I'm thankful, I'm going to protect you by doing what he tells me to do to the best of my ability.
That's how you appreciate the Lord. But how many of us appreciate Jesus? How many of us counted His blessing value?
Right.
His Son Jesus value? We value Him so little until our lives don't bear no fruit. So sin made the blood of Jesus precious. Listen to this. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of redeeming power. He redeemed us. He bought us with the price. He paid my sin debt. I was on my way to hell. He paid me. I was on the slave market. Looking bad, smelling and stinking. Need a hair curl. Need powder on my face. My feet need cleaning. Ain't had on nothing. Just look like old tramp on the block. Standing up there. Nobody want me. Smelling bad. But Reverend, I don't smell bad. See, if your sin ain't been washed, you still smell bad. You understand that?
Yeah.
Standing on the block, looking bad. Everybody look at you. Don't want that junk.
Yeah.
Junk, we want nothing but junk.
Yeah, right.
Until one day Jesus looked up and said, I'll buy all of them.
Yeah.
He redeemed us.
Yes, he did.
Out of soul and out of God, Jesus Christ, blood redeemed us. We don't value Him much.
Oh, yes,
but buddy, He's something.
Uh-huh.
His blood is something.
Yes, yes.
You can't live without the blood. So He redeemed us. He paid a debt for me. I'd do hell, but He helped me out. He bought me. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious because it is cleansing power. The blood has cleansed us from all sin. It has cleansed us. It's washed you clean. And as you go through life, it's still washing you clean. When you ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. He's still washing you clean. Let me go a little further. Go a little further. Now watch this. Now just like these new converts that come and give their life to Christ. They're just a little babe in Christ. That's all, they're just a little baby. I don't care if you're 45 years old, you just give your life to Christ, you're a little spiritual baby. You may be 89. In the body, but in spirit, you just a little baby. And any little baby can't walk. You don't start. I ain't never saw a baby come here walking. I believe it'll make the magazine. If you come here walking, you never see them come here walking, do you? You don't see them come here talking, do you? All right, now watch now. See now, Jesus, we get them little children and we teach them, our grown folks, because they're little babies, and the devil loves to fool little babies. Think about it. They can't read, can they?
No.
Just like I told you one time, you're like, I just put some rat poison in here and said, rat poison. And tell one of them 1 year old, said, come and get this pop. Got rat poison on it. But they don't realize the rat poison. They just drink it. That's how the devil mess us up. But what I'm trying, but when they mess up a little baby, he mess up. When he mess up, do you put him in the garbage can?
No.
When the baby throw up on you, do you go and throw him over in the ditch? Put in the baby, wet on him in the diaper, what you do with him? You lock him up and don't want to clean him up? No, that's what you do, you just clean him up because he's a little baby.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ, you see, when you mess up, God come and clean you up. When we throw up on him, he just get his towel and wash up clean. Wash out a little mouth just to clean him. And we go right on, who's that? Forgive me, Lord. God will go right on and forgive you.
Amen. Amen.
Playing at it, bro.
Yes, sir.
He washed you up. He cleansed you. He didn't want to keep you walking with him. If he didn't have that cleansing power, you couldn't walk with him. I couldn't walk with him. God don't hook up with no sin. See, he don't butt up with no sin.
No, sir.
If you don't never confess your sin, you know what else? You ain't walking with God.
No, sir.
I'm going to say it again. I said, if you never confess your sin, you can come to church, you can preach in the pulpit, you can sing in the choir, you can beat, you can do anything, but if you don't confess your sin, you ain't walking with God. You're walking by yourself and don't even realize it. Confessing sin would keep us hooked up with God. He ain't going to walk with no sin. You got to confess him. What are you doing? He's getting his towel, cleaning you up, putting you in the bathtub, putting the shower on you. Because he ain't going to walk with no sin. And you can go back and, I've got a late one said, if you don't confess your
here, you ain't walking with the Lord. So he cleans us up every day. So don't ever be scared to ask God to forgive me. If you don't, you ain't walking with God, because he will not walk with sin. All right. The blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of it at one minute. Lord have mercy. He brought us together to God. One time we were separated from God. We are reconciled back to God. We got peace now with God. Now remember what Christ is trying to say. When Adam, think about this now. This Adam, this God, they was in the garden together. Talking. Well, yeah, God come out and talk to him all the time. All right? When Adam sinned, God got on one side, and Adam on the other side. God left him. Ain't no peace no left. They had peace, but ain't no peace now. But by the blood of Jesus, after Jesus come and paid the price, that cross brought them back together. Now they can go back over to God. Peace. You got peace with God now. One time we didn't have peace, but by the blood of the Lamb, we got peace with God. And what it means by peace with God, God ain't got to judge me for going to hell because I got peace with him. Lord have mercy. Doesn't mean everybody got to go by the cross. Got to hook yourself up back with God. If a man ain't saved, he ain't got peace with God. He the one brought peace back to us and God. Hallelujah. So now at one minute, so we at one with God now. So we at one by the blood of Jesus Christ. And when a man had been washed in the blood, he incomplete. By the blood, make us complete with God. Make us complete with it. We are complete with God. In other words, when you're complete, you ain't got to compromise with the devil. When God says, finish on the cross, it's finished. The light don't take away. I'm complete. But without God, you're incomplete. The Reverend Walker, I've got all my education, and I've got my house, I've got a family. You're still incomplete. Without God. You just like a car going down the road without a steering wheel. Because Holy Ghost will control us. We got to let him control us, though. But you ought to peep with God when you ain't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. All right. Lord have mercy. You ought to peace. Out of peace. You ought to stay in peace with God. I ain't joking, but he don't want to wake you up in the morning. You know that. You can't whip him. I can't whip him. You can't either. Okay, I'm mad at you. You can put your hands on your hip, but you can't do nothing with the law. Ain't that right, y'all? You might as well try to stay in peace with God, but stay in peace with God. It's not out of everybody else, but please stay in peace with God. Lord have mercy. So we at oneness. And not only that, the blood of Jesus Christ is precious because of its pricelessness. In other words, it value more than money. It value more than silver and gold. It didn't cost us nothing, but it cost God all he had. It cost God his only begotten Son. It didn't cost us nothing. Just only receive it by faith. Lord have mercy. Well, it's priceless. You can't, let me tell you this. Wake up a minute, let me tell you this. Wake up a minute. See, you can buy a woman. Money can buy something in the world, but it doesn't work, man. I told you can't buy nothing. You can buy a woman, but you can't buy no wife.
Well,
there's a difference. Ain't that right, life? You can buy a man, but you can't buy no help to save your life.
Amen.
I don't care how much you give him. If he don't want you, honey, he just don't want you.
Said,
you got the same way, man. I don't care how pretty she is or nothing like that. She don't want you, she just don't want you. You can't buy it. You can buy Rolls Royce. You can buy all them little pretty cars and fur coats and diamond rings. If she don't want you, she just don't want you.
Amen.
Money buy something. But God buy all things. Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh.
When you got him, money can buy a baby. But money doesn't buy no sleep.
Drag it more than money. Practice. Some folks can sleep on the shelf all night. Some folks sleep with a little mat that got a cotton in them. All night. Some folks sleep on the shelf all night. Yes, some folks got a water bed and still can't sleep.
All right.
Money can buy food, but money doesn't buy no appetite.
Yeah.
Some folks got big juicy steak and can't eat it. Somebody just about to grab you. It value more than money. When it comes out to Jesus, when it comes out to the blood of Christ, it's so precious. Money can buy a church house, but money doesn't buy no salvation.
Yes.
Money can buy knowledge, but money doesn't buy God's wisdom. Money can buy eyeglasses, but money doesn't buy no vision.
Yes. Say it.
Money can buy meditation, but money doesn't buy no healing.
Amen.
It matters more than money. You don't know what you got.
Amen.
Money got some things, but God is all things.
Praise God.
Christ didn't cost us nothing, but it cost God all he had. God robbed his seed and got his blessing gave to us.
Oh, yes,
and while we were yet sinners, he saved us.
Yes.
We didn't know him. We were messed up when Jesus got here.
Right. Amen.
From heaven, you're messed up.
Right.
Here, God, I'm giving my best to these low-down folks, messed up folks. See, what nobody sitting to do but go to hell when Jesus got here.
Yes, sir.
That's all. Right. And then have to pay one dime. And so much Christian trust is stressed. And since we got Jesus died on the cross. I mean that, we so high-class, you ain't getting no nothing. You got to remember that God is your God, the God is for saving you.
Yeah.
God didn't break your blood, God saved you.
Yeah.
God don't need us, we need God.
Yeah. Well, you know it.
If you die right now, you have a funeral to go over, what's the matter?
You're right.
So from 5 days about 2 days, but it was gone.
It's gone.
But you need Jesus. Sometimes, and he's good. No, man, he's good.
Come on,
real. Just trying to kill yourself. Y'all better wake up, man. What you killing yourself for? What do you think you do? You know what you're doing? You're
right. That's all right.
That's all. Who you gonna hurt? You know, I'm gonna kill myself. Okay, don't kill yourself.
That's right.
Kill where you're in, okay? And when you get down there, mama, a time, a few days, a few times, like a lot of mama going right on, cook up breakfast and cook it up dinner and drive her up car, because she got some mud on you, she got some mud. Put that down the back of the house, that's all. You don't hurt nobody but yourself.
We need the Lord. And then we're going to close. And not only that, the precious blood of Jesus is precious because of overcoming power. Lord have mercy. Revelation 12 and 11 said, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Overcame him. Overcame who? The devil. He overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The devil can't stand the blood of the Lamb. Lord have mercy. We got power that could be, we got power over the world now. We have overcome the world because of the blood of the Lamb. We ain't got to wrangle with the world. I got power now to resist the world. And let me go a little further. What I'm used to doing, I ain't got to go nothing. I got power to resist it now. Well, I used to go to Robert Bluebane's shelf. I ain't got to go now.
Yes.
Yes.
I got power to overcome it now.
Oh, yes.
Well, I used to go to Michael Jackson's shelf. I ain't got to go no more.
Yes.
I got power to overcome it now.
Amen.
Well,
going around.
I can look at that. I'm bragging now. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. I can look at that stuff now and make me sick to look at it. How about that? God gave me power to overcome it. Lord, God.
The world. We got power to overcome evil. When evil comes,
you see, sometimes stuff gets sucked in so much in evil. It can go out there and get to mess around with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
And they'll start doing the evil things.
Yeah.
And that evil thing comes back to the church. They start beginning to say evil and doing the evil things to us. All three is breaking up home. That's evil.
Yeah.
That's what I took in there with you, you see.
Yeah. If you breaking up folks' marriage by lying and by doing things you ain't got no business to do, you evil. That's evil. I don't care who you are. I'm not being dogmatic. I say you evil. That's what you call evil, folks. A rebel walker, I don't go nowhere. And I don't run around with nobody else other than wife. But you telling lies on them. You mighty well. It make you sick. Time somebody see somebody, they just come with a conclusion. I saw them talking together. So what? What you got to do with it? He ain't talking with your husband or wife. What you worrying about it for? You ain't got to stay with him. You ought to leave him alone. That's evil. You're tearing up marriage God don't put together. And God ain't pleased with it. And then gonna jump in church like you so holy. That's go for me and to both of us. Evil. But thank God we don't overcome. You want to see family go on now, don't you? Because you don't overcome. By the blood of the Lamb, we got power to overcome the devil. We got power to overcome evil. When the devil said, come here, I said, ain't coming nowhere.
That's it.
Why, Reverend Walker? Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You got power over the devil. But he used to make you drink. You ain't got to drink no more. You tell that old scoundrel, get your whiskey out of here, pour it down in the sink, and go say, hallelujah, I got power to overcome it. He gave you power. The devil keep on fooling you. Well, that's the American style of living. We don't belong to the American style family. We belong to another family. And that family don't act like this one. We got a seed in us. And that seed is Jesus Christ. It's the Father and the Holy Ghost. We belong to another family, but down here among the family. But we don't act like the family that God called us out. Lord, let me go a little further. Y'all looking at me funny. Let me tell you something. Now, if you got some children, and you... They over yonder next door, and boy, they dope in the house.
Everything in there. Drinking, cussing. You don't want your child over there.
No.
Ain't that right? When every time you look up, he over there.
Uh-huh.
Think about that now. Every time you look up, he over there. How you feel? You going to try to whoop him to death and all like that. Talk to him. You can't do nothing with him. And, but you can't do nothing with him because he over there. What you think about the Lord?
Yeah.
He don't call us from next door.
Yeah.
What we going back over next door for? If we go back over there, we ought to be preaching.
Yeah.
See, you don't go back over there and do what you used to do.
Yeah.
If you go back preaching. You're in another family now. And here God, but like my mom used to call me when I was a boy, William Henry, ooh! Y'all know how the old folks used to call you. Boy, they can go 10 blocks calling like that. Jesus be on the push harder. Come back home, ooh! And you still hanging over there. We got power. We got power. We got power. You can overcome it. We have overcome the world. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We got power. Don't let the devil fool you. And not only that, we have power over the fear of death. We got power. We done died once. Old folks say, I done died once. I ain't got to die no more. I already done died. When I gave my life to Jesus, I died in the flesh. Now I live to God. I ain't got to worry about no spiritual death. I may have a physical death and that's all, but no spiritual death. I died once. I done died once. A man don't get the blood of Jesus Christ, he going to die two times. He's going to die a physical death and a spiritual death. A spiritual death is one that's separated from God forever. That's a spiritual death.
Amen.
Y'all remember when Moses, God told Moses, I want you to kill a lamb. I want you to sprinkle the blood over each doorpost, over all the Jews' house. Now, except when the death angels come by, they can't go in because they see the blood. That was a type of Christ's blood. We've been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. And when old death want to get us, he can't get us because we see Jesus' blood. We done died once. We ain't got to die no more. Jesus died on the cross for us to pay that debt that sent us to hell. That debt been paid by Jesus. That means David said, oh, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. He with me. Death ain't nothing but a shadow to us. A shadow ain't never killed nobody. It just scares, but it don't kill us. We got power to overcome the fear of death. Hallelujah. Thank God for his precious blood. The precious blood of the Lamb. It's a living blood. It's a holy blood. It's precious to me. I don't know what Jesus to you, but he's precious. What shall wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord have mercy. Nothing. Come on, musician. But the blood of Jesus. His precious blood. I receive his blood by faith. It ain't no literally blood that Jesus pour on you. But by faith. It's a spiritual act. I'm got to receive it by faith. By he died on the cross for my sin. He suffered for me. And if I believe that in my heart. And confess that with my mouth, the Lord Jesus, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. I receive the blood of Jesus by faith. He precious. Will there be one? Are you tired of sin? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of wandering through the world and need to be saved? Do you want to have peace in your heart? Peace in your heart. You may have peace in your part of your mind, but I'm talking about in your heart. You ought to come now and give your life to Christ to be your personal Savior. Will there be one? Will there be one? He waiting on you. I guarantee he waiting on you. If you lost, Jesus waiting on you. You say, Reverend Walker, I'll come next Sunday. The day you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. You ain't guaranteed to be there next Sunday. Who told you you're going to be here next Sunday? Who told you that? Didn't nobody tell you that? Nothing but the devil said, today may be your last day. Tomorrow may be your last day. Tuesday may be your last day. Saturday may be your, you don't know. You may not even make it here Sunday. You ought to give your life to Christ while you have a chance. Just believing that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what the Bible said. Thou shalt be saved. Will there be another one? You ought to come. Don't let the devil fool you now. The devil know he going to hell. He know that. He going down in the lake of fire. He know that. He don't want nobody to go to heaven. Satan already been in heaven with God. God kicked him out of heaven. And he know where he going. He already sent us to go to the lake of fire. And he's trying to get all he can. That means the time is not long. He's trying to get all he can to go to hell with it. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? I guarantee he's talking to you. He's telling you something right now. I guarantee you. I put my life on it. If you lost, God telling you in your heart right now, come down and give your life to Christ. I guarantee you. And another voice said, don't you come. That's the devil. Two voices talking to you. Two voices talking to you. By the precious blood of Jesus, we are saved. By his blood. Not my blood, your blood, but by his blood. Will there be another one? May God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. The blood. From day to day, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It'll never lose. Oh, hallelujah. Lose its name. It's never losing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To the high mountain. Hallelujah. If you want to be saved, he don't care how high you go. He can get you there. And not only that, down in the valley. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the lowest valley. Hallelujah. The blood can go anywhere. The blood. Yeah. Give me strength. From day to day, it never lose. It's God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep on playing this song for me, sister.
Ralph Williams, a candidate for baptism.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother William, would you stand? Would you stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Boy, the Lord's so good. You know what I told the Lord?